You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
July 23rd, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Tonight, rapper and businessman T.I. is joining us, everyone. He's here to chat about his new show on BET called The Grand Hustle. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's kick it off with a story about sexual harassment. Although this story ends the way you wish all the stories would.
Georgia waitress took matters into her own hands when a man groped her. Surveillance video shows the man walked by Amelia Holden and inappropriately touched her. There you see it right there. Well, the 21-year-old turns around, grabs him by the back of his shirt, and he slams him against the wall.
Turns out the man was at the restaurant for a date with the mother of his two children.
Wow. That was amazing. That was amazing on so many levels. And you know what was craziest? For a split second, he probably thought that his ass grab was being reciprocated. He's like, his collar was pulled, and he's like, oh yeah, oh no! But what that man did was absolutely disgusting. Why would he grab that woman like that when he has a perfectly good ass on his face? Why would he do that? Why? And you know what? I'm glad that the waitress Amelia Holden slammed this guy. Her technique was phenomenal. I hope that they make it a finishing move in the next Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
Time's up. My hero. In other news, a big release from R. Kelly today. And no, it's not the women in his basement, but a 19-minute song entitled I Admit, where he defends himself against sexual allegations. And in my opinion, if you need 19 minutes to explain yourself, you probably did it. It is pretty clever, though. The song is so long that by the time you're done listening, all his victims are gonna be legal age. Speaking of newly legal, there's finally an easy way to get guns in America.
In just a matter of days, posting blueprints for 3D printed guns will be allowed on the internet. The federal government recently settled a case that will allow a gun rights activist to post blueprints for so-called ghost guns online starting August 1st. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says these plans could allow any tech-savvy person to create an AR-15 style gun at home with no permit or background check.
But think of the comedy gold. Huh? Yeah, someone's gonna get in a fight and be like, what did you say? I'm gonna shoot you, man. Hold on. Let me print this. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. It says download the drivers. Hold on. Hey, can you help me with this, man? It says error, H30. Yeah, I know we're enemies, but can you help me figure this out? All right, that's the headlines. Let's move on to the big news. Ever since Vladimir Putin annexed Trump's balls in Helsinki, President Trump has been having a rough time back home. Right? Half of America thinks that he acted treasonous with Putin. Some Republicans are saying that he's being manipulated. And last week, Paul Ryan furrowed his brow extra hard. So you know he means business. So things weren't going well for Trump. And then this story broke.
Now the potential new bombshell involving President Trump and his longtime personal attorney.
The president's longtime lawyer, former fixer Michael Cohen, secretly recorded a conversation with then-candidate Trump about former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims she had a year-long affair with Mr. Trump more than a decade ago.
Did Michael Cohen betray you, Mr. President?
Tonight, President Trump ignoring reporters' questions. Cohen, who a year ago said he'd take a bullet for Mr. Trump, now says he puts family and country first.
Yo, it's funny how everyone says they're willing to take a bullet for you until there's an actual bullet to take. And then they're like, no, what I meant is I will take the bullet for you. Like, I will take it like a courier from one place to another. Oh, you thought I was gonna get shot? I'm your lawyer. We don't even hang out, dude. So what we know right now is that Michael Cohen taped himself and Donald Trump talking about paying off a Playboy model for an affair, which is the perfect audiobook for America's road trip to hell. And honestly, I'm a little surprised that Cohen was secretly recording Trump. Because let's be honest, he doesn't look smart enough to work a tape recorder, right? He doesn't have that kind of face. It's like if you came home and you caught your golden retriever rifling through your W-2s, you know? You'd be like, backyard catchers, those are privates! Now, obviously, if Cohen was secretly taping his conversations with President Trump, that could be a huge deal. Although the president wants you to know that he has nothing to hide.
President Trump took to Twitter this morning, weighing in on reports that his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, secretly recorded conversations with him. The president said it's inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office, then went on and called such taping totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. He ended by saying, quote, "The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong."
My favorite president? Why would he bring up Martin Van Buren? He has done nothing wrong. Nothing at all. And you know what's funny about this story is that all of last week, Trump was like, Russia never could have taped me without me knowing. I'm too smart. And now he's like, whoops, my own lawyer taped me without me knowing. Like, honestly, at this point, it would be weirder if Russia didn't have blackmail material on Trump, because everyone seems to have blackmail material on President Trump. Michael Cohen has tapes. Access Hollywood has tapes. Howard Stern has tapes. Even Eric has tapes. Yeah, it's true. His most prized possession is a voicemail his dad left him during a butt dial. So, Michael Cohen, your heart's like, So, Michael Cohen's secret tape was already some bad news for Trump. But then he got even worse news. You see, the FBI released documents showing that they had good reasons to get a wiretap on Trump's former campaign aide, Carter Page. In other words, not a witch hunt. Or as Trump put it, total witch hunt.
The president, without evidence, insists the documents vindicate his claim that the Russia probe is a partisan witch hunt, tweeting, looking more and more like the Trump campaign for president was illegally being spied upon for the political gain of crooked Hillary Clinton.
But even some in the president's own party say the documents don't show misconduct in the investigation.
I have a different view on it. I don't think it's broad of any. Part of any broader plot. The only plot here is the plot to interfere in our elections by the Russians.
You know, it's amazing how Trump will hold up something that doesn't vindicate him at all and with complete confidence just claim that it does. Like if Trump tried on a bloody glove and it fit perfectly, he'd just roll with it. He'd be like, that's right, these are my gloves. And as we all know, nobody with gloves this nice would commit murder, folks. The defense rests. I'm going home. So right now, Trump is in a bad way. They found his lawyer's secret tapes, and it turns out that the FBI did have a valid reason to investigate his people. Plus, the president just saw this really disturbing video of a waitress body slamming a perfectly nice customer. He's having a bad time. It's a full-on barrage of problems. So late last night, Trump reacted by grabbing his tweet box and creating a problem for all of us.
Breaking news, because overnight, the president threatening war with Iran, language that raises new concerns.
President Trump fired off this threat to Iranian President Rouhani: never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before.
He was in all caps, which means he was yelling back at Iran.
What? Why is he explaining caps lock? to Fox viewers, they're old, they're not Amish. Like, come on. He's like, now there's also a yellow face with a smile on it. It's not a real person. That's a... But yes, President Trump has made an all-caps threat to destroy another country. And remember, this is the same way he threatened fire and fury on North Korea, yeah? And then 6 months later, totally caved to Kim Jong-un, yeah? So there's a good chance that in a few months, we'll see Trump saluting Iran and America will be under Sharia law. Yeah, he'll be like, I gave Iran everything they wanted, folks, and now there will be peace, inshallah. Yeah, it's either that... It's either that or America is headed for a war. But the good news is you stopped thinking about Michael Cohen and Russia, so mission accomplished. We'll be right back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning rapper, actor, and entrepreneur who has a new BET show called The Grand Hustle. Please welcome Chip T.I. Harris.
What's going on?
Can't complain. What's up?
Good to have you back on the show. Looking sharp as always.
Right on.
Back with a brand new show, Grand Hustle. I think, like, there's some people who will say, I've seen a show where people have to compete to try and get a job on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But this show is different because you're competing, it's people competing with street knowledge
right.
versus business knowledge.
Right.
What do you think is more important?
You know, that it's a social experiment. I think that's what the show is for, so we can actually answer that age-old question.
Right.
Which education is more valuable, school of hard knocks or institutions?
Right. You've had both, though. I mean, you're someone who had a hard knock life growing up.
Sure.
You know, went to prison, came out, and then started a life
with
that was amazing.
A GED, might I add.
With a GED.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So you came out. No, but for real, you know, we always have these discussions as people where you go like, oh, what is more important, the street smarts or the book smarts?
Sure.
And you're somebody who's genuinely used both in life. When you look at it now as a successful businessman, what do you think you use more, or is it equal?
Well, it depends on what area of business I'm operating within. I think that in entertainment or in music, I've definitely used more street smarts.
Right.
But, then when you go into other areas, I think that's when, you know, the book smarts come in handy.
Right, and you
street smarts don't read contracts.
You need to put that on a T-shirt. Street smarts don't read contracts.
Mm.
You are celebrating 15 years, the 15-year anniversary of trap music.
Yes, I am. Well, we all are.
Yeah,
we're all celebrating.
Everyone,
not just me.
Everyone. It's a
you,
music.
All of
it's
you.
A music that has changed. It's a music. There's five people who are like, I don't know what trap music is. But that's fine.
That's okay.
But, yeah, but it is a genre that's come to define hip-hop as we know it today. You look at all the stars that have emerged from it, and people credit many like yourself as the forefathers of trap music. You're releasing a new album, and I loved how you described it. You said this is going to be the TED Talk of trap music, explaining the genre. What does that mean?
Well, when trap music was introduced to the world in 2003 on August 19th, when I released my second album, Trap Music, it was, you know, it was really inspired by, you know, activities that we engaged in due to a lack of options in the underserved areas of the community. And, you know, just as we always have, we've taken what the devil meant for bad and had God use it for good. And we took those experiences, set them to music, and turned it into a commerce that allowed us to change our lives and our families' lives forever. And I bet they didn't see that coming. Ha!
I know what I didn't see coming was the way you used the money. So, you know, I always grown up, you know, seeing hip-hop as an avenue for expressing wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really interesting was the path that you took. You started making money, and then you had a conversation, I believe it was with your uncle, and said, hey, let's grow this money, let's do something with it.
Well, no, it wasn't a conversation. It was a demand. My uncle told me to
give. Oh, wow. He said, give me the money.
Yeah, give me the money. Before you spend it, give
right.
it to me. And I kind of gave it to him and, you know, and didn't really think anything else of it. In a couple months, he drove me down the street in our neighborhood and showed me a house that I actually used to sell crack out of. And, you know, and it was rehabbed and had a family living in it. And he said, that's ours. We did that. And I was like, what? For real? He's like, yeah. And we're going to get two more, and then we're going to get four more, and so on and so forth. We ended up doing about 65 homes before it was over with.
You know what I love about the story, when I read through it, was not just the fact that you bought these houses. It's the fact that you've looked at Atlanta and said, this is a place that I love with all my heart, and I'm going to be a part of the solution. So I'm not just going to buy houses and gentrify neighborhoods and make it expensive. I'm going to focus on affordable housing for
sure.
people. That's something that not many people would think of. People go, just make the money. Why right. the affordable part?
I mean, I have a sincere passion for my community. I think that we found that usually in the African-American or the black communities, the answer to the problems of the community is to get enough money and move out forever. So as long as that is the mentality, we'll always have people who see value in things that we leave behind come and make them far more expensive than we ever knew that they were worth.
Right.
And to stop that, I think, you know, we have to invest back in our communities. And I mean, that's how we become self-sustaining.
Right. And that's something that you've believed in, not just... Yeah, that's a powerful... This is something that's been from top to bottom for yourself, because you've recently come out as a prominent supporter of Georgia's gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
Right? And yeah, and Stacey Abrams would make history as mm-hmm. the first female, or as the first woman black governor in America.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Right.
Right? When you look at the role that you play, what are some of the areas where you feel like Stacey has got it right? When you look at her and you go, like, this is why people need to vote for Stacey Abrams?
Well, when I hear how passionate she is about affordable health care for all and about, you know, having education in pre-K for all people.
Right.
I think that those things, I think education, experiences, and opportunities, the lack thereof, plague our communities. And I feel that Ms. Abrams, she recognizes that and has been affected by it herself. So she has a sincere passion, and I think that she's going to be the next governor of Georgia.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah.
We've seen T.I. move seamlessly from music to acting to business to real estate to television shows. Do you see yourself one day getting into politics? You're really passionate about it.
Yes, I'm passionate about being a voice for the voiceless. I mean, I want to help those who need the help the most, but I don't want to be in politics. It's not. Nah, I don't think that no.
And that's what will make you a great politician. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. I appreciate you. The Grand Hustle airs Thursdays at 10 p.m. on BET. Tip, T.I. Harris, everyone.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.